Good evening, everybody. I just thought I'd do a quick update to let you know I am still alive. Just about. Oh, that's my little dog. What's the matter? I'm upstairs at the moment because I've just come up to do dialysis, but I'm not going to do it while I'm on here because it's a pain. But I've just made myself a nice latte. The reason I haven't really been on here the past week is I have very little to say. Now, normally I can come on here and talk about nothing. I never have much to say, and I don't ever do that much. But we've had some family stuff that hasn't been very nice the last couple of weeks. I think I've taken it quite badly. And I've just felt quite down. Coupled with that, I haven't felt very well either, and I'm not sure if it's... I was so upset the day this thing happened. It was a real shock to me. It made me feel ill. No one's, you know, everyone's fine health-wise, and no one's in any kind of trouble. That's all I'll say, but it was a terrible shock to me, and I haven't really felt right ever since. Now, I don't know if that's a coincidence, just because... I think I've become a little bit anemic because I sometimes forget to do my injection, my hormone injections. They're erythropoietin, which is to help with the manufacture of red blood cells. And when they, and it had dropped low when I was at the hospital a few weeks ago, quite low. And I didn't do another injection till about 9 days ago. And I've since done another one. And I'll do another one next week. And it should start to pick up very soon. But I have felt really quite... very tired. If I, you know, I haven't got much strength or energy to do anything. If I go to the kitchen and put my arms up to open a cupboard, they'll ache straight away as soon as I put them up in the air. I've had it before. It comes and goes, and it's probably my own fault. So I haven't even been able to complain on audiobook about how I'm feeling because I think it's probably self-inflicted, but not deliberately. My stomach hasn't been too good either. It's just been a bit, I don't know, unsettled. And again, I don't know if that stems from the family business because, you know, sometimes it's hard to differentiate between that and something else. But it's all part and parcel of the kidney problems anyway. So I haven't really done anything or been anywhere. It's over a week since I've been out. I haven't been out since... we went for a meal last Friday, which I really did enjoy. We had a great time. We're going to my parents tomorrow for dinner. And then I hope to be able to go out Monday somewhere with Obi because he's going back to work next week. He's been doing stuff the last couple of weeks. He's, as I said before, I went to meet a friend from university and stuff like that. So and we've done stuff around the house, so we haven't wasted his 2 weeks off. And he's had a rest and... been able to look at other projects and stuff. I didn't really see the sense of coming on here and saying, oh, I feel terrible and I'm so upset because of this. And I know if people want to do that, that's fine. And I have done it in a couple of direct messages to people. And I still owe loads of people direct messages. And I haven't forgotten. It's just that I haven't... really, I haven't felt like talking to anybody much, to be quite honest. And I was a bit fed up last night because I had one of my best friends from school. We keep in touch through email mainly, and I emailed her. And then I thought, well, I'd noticed when I look at my phone, I hadn't put my computer on for about a week. It might have been even been longer, and I hadn't emailed her for about a month. Well, it might have been a couple of weeks. I think I sent her a quick email. Because she forwarded something on to me. But when I went on there, I noticed that she hadn't posted in a while either. So I wrote her an email, and then I thought I'd better text her to let her know that, so that if she hasn't been putting her computer on like me, to know that I sent her something. So I sent her a message saying I'd sent her an email, and she put back, who are you anyway? I don't think I know you. And I know she didn't really mean it, but it really pissed me off because, you know, we've all got our crosses to bear, but... if she wants to swap places with me for the last couple of weeks, I don't know, hers might not be any better. I always, think that we think that other people are better off than us, but actually they're probably not in other ways. But even so, I wasn't very happy about it. It just really annoyed me. You know, there's just no need for that kind of sarcasm. She knows all the stuff I've got going on. It's not like she doesn't know. Yeah, so that was that. And that's about it, really. I did go out this week. I went to the vets. And I did do a boo, but it didn't upload. Something went wrong. I deleted it by accident because the phone kind of passed out. And I think I said that earlier in the week. So, yeah, I did go to vets. But there was really nothing going on. And it's, you know, I don't feel like talking. So, therefore, sometimes I can sit outside and start talking about one thing and it goes on to another. And that's fine. And I enjoy doing that usually. But because I felt a bit down, I just haven't felt even like doing that. And also, I think it's a bit depressing that it's the end of the summer. I know it's the end of the summer. It's September in the UK. Summer's finished. And sometimes we get an Indian summer. I don't know why they call that. So maybe someone can tell me. But we haven't this year. August was really miserable, wasn't it? It was pretty much of a washout. It was dull. It wasn't warm. As soon as Hurricane Bertha's backside went through, she took the good weather with her, or she brought the bad, I'm not sure which. So therefore we've been left with, the evenings are really drawing in. I mean, by 8 o'clock now it's dark. I mean, I can't see, but, you know, I've been told it is. Yeah, only, say, a month ago, we were still walking the dogs and coming back at 9 o'clock and it was only like dusk. And so it is coming in really quickly now, and I don't really like this time of year. Autumn I like. I love the daytime in autumn, but I don't like the fact that the nights are drawing in, and that may sound cranky coming from a totally blind person, but it does make a difference to me. It's a totally different thing. The atmosphere out is different. The atmosphere generally is just different. And there are times when it's actually quite cosy, when you're all home and all that, but it cuts down, you know, like now, if Obi's working all day, we could get the dogs out for a walk in the evening, or just go out for a walk ourselves or whatever. But now, I mean, we can, but we can't go to the park, and you can't go places like that in the dark, and that's why I really don't like it. And I know the summer's longer than, the clocks are forward, for longer than they're back. So that's something I always hang on to, because they're 7 months forward and for only 5 months back. And last winter wasn't too bad, so let's just hope this winter's not going to be too bad either. We didn't have any snow, because he was really looking forward to seeing his first snow. He's only ever seen it in films, because it does snow in Africa, but only on mountains. The part of Africa he's from anyway, whether it snows anywhere else, as far as I know, it doesn't, except at high altitude. I've been reading a good book, which I've finished, which I also hate, because I find myself, I keep thinking about it, and I started another one, but I'm not really enjoying it so far, but I'm going to try and push on with it. But the one I've read is by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, and it's called Americana. It's her most recent book. I really like her books. She's a Nigerian writer, and she can just capture things. I know lots of writers can, but she's the most recent one I've discovered. She knows people so well. They don't have to be Africans, and, you know, she'll know about writing. Some of the scenes in this particular book were about a loading depot for a large department store in Essex. I mean, she didn't mention any names or anything. You weren't supposed to know what shop it was for, but it was probably something like Argos or something like that, where they deliver washing machines. And it was just the men and their conversations. It's just the sort of thing I know what. A place where a lot of men work, the sort of things they talk about: going out drinking, football and sex and women. And she just has it down to a T. Yeah, you know, she wasn't born and brought up over here. She just knows. But she has it them different to the American men and stuff like that. She's really intuitive about people and character. And her descriptions can really capture a scene and a place. And they're things that you can identify with. You can think, you can just imagine it. And you can think, I don't know, you can almost touch it. And I think the sign of a good book is when you finish it and you miss the characters and you wonder what they're doing, even though you know they're fictional. I love this book. And it's great. And the other one I'm reading now is by a completely different American author, a man. I don't tend to like male authors particularly. I think women authors, I don't know. I shouldn't generalise. I mean, people shoot me down. What about Dickens and Thomas Hardy? But they're going to shoot me down even more now. And I say I don't particularly like Dickens. I think he's got good story plots, but I don't like his writing. I find it boring. I do like Thomas Hardy. I do like his writing. Although he has depressing stories, his descriptions and stuff. And the atmosphere. And one of the most atmospheric books I could ever read is Wuthering Heights. And I've read that many times. And I think that really gets to me. No matter how many times I read it, I could just be there. I don't know, I just get it, you know what I mean? And that's by Emily Bronte, if anybody doesn't know, and is curious. And it's written in the 19th century, but it's basically a love story, but it's quite a twisted love story, and it's very atmospheric on the Yorkshire moors, which is where they grew up, I believe. Their father was a pastor, or did he call himself a reverend or something? But none of them lived to be very old. It was quite sad, really. But I've read some of the other books by her sisters, and hers is a world apart, in my opinion. The others are good, but hers has something. It's got an extra layer to it, an extra quality. I wish she'd have written more. but yeah, the one I'm reading now is James Hadley Chase, because Obi suggested it to me, suggested him. The only one that had an audible is No Flowers for Miss Blandish, I think it's called. And it's read by an American, which is, it should be, because it's an American book. And it's so far not captured my imagination, but I'm going to press on with it. And the other thing about the novel I've just read, what also helped to make it was the reader. Now, her name's Adjoa Ando. And she is absolutely brilliant at doing the characterisation of the voices of people. She's a fantastic reader. She gets all the Nigerian accents off to a T, and any accent, you know, she'd get the Londoners, the Essex boys. All right, mate. You know, she'll have that, oh, you really piss me off, and things like that, you know. You read it, it just makes it, because it brings it, apart from the actual writing, which I think is great, it brings it alive. Again, that adds another dimension to actually hear it read. And the words, the dialogue spoken as it would be spoken, because you can't really read it that way. You can imagine it in your head, I suppose. Excuse me. Anyway, I think that's about it. I've got my shopping coming in a minute between 7 and 8. Meet my mum's tomorrow, my parents, I should say, so I'll try and boo from there, because I don't think I've ever done that before. My mum's not a great fan of audio boo, but she knows I'll be doing it, and I've told her that it's my form of photos, so as long as I tell her when it's on, she doesn't mind. Anyway, folks, I hope you're all having a good weekend. Connor had a day off today, but he went out early, and excuse me. He went off shopping, and then he had to meet his new area manager at 3 o'clock, and he's going out for some do to do with work tonight. So Anyway, oh, Rona's still at his auntie's, and they're all going out to someone's engagement party tonight, so we're the only ones in by the looks of things. Oh, my mum and dad will be in. Well, my mum will anyway. Anyway, take care all, and I hope I'll have something more interesting to say next time.